This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air. Yes, here we go. Texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm amazed. This stuff pops up so much. And we're told to disregard these conspiracy theories. And as some of you have been following with me, because I've talked about, God, I don't even know how many times I've talked about this particular instance. Come on, where'd it go? Oh, there it is. My friends like to say, you know, Joe, are you starting to buy into that stuff now? And I really don't know what stuff they're talking about. There's breaking news early this morning that another explosion in D.C. has left yet another DNC staffer dead. Apparently, working for the DNC can be very, extremely hazardous to your health. And I tell you what, I mean, if I was Debbie, thank God Debbie Wasserman got another job, because if she didn't, you know, in the position she, and I don't even know if I'd want to be that close to her, you know what I mean? That would be scary. It is. Would be scary, wouldn't it? So apparently this is two people that died and several remained missing after a natural gas explosion leveled an apartment building late Wednesday in Washington suburb of Silver Springs, Maryland. Now, the Assistant Chief Russ Hamill of the Montgomery County, you know, this is almost, nobody is paying attention to this. I mean, seriously, think about this. And some of my buddies going, oh, there's another conspiracy. No, it's not a conspiracy. People died. Another DNC person died. What is the chance? I'd like to get a statistician on to find out what the chances are that somebody affiliated with the same company, okay, dies in a freak accident. What has it been now, 12 days? Yeah, one guy's outside the 12 days. But most of them are within this period. Look at five people directly associated with the DNC issue dying. Does anybody know? I would love to. Wouldn't it be a great thing if you could just punch that into some kind of program and find out what the odds are? I'll tell you what. They should have bought lottery tickets before they died. I mean, come on, really. They're hitting some big odds here. Now, Chief Russ Hamill of the Montgomery County Police told reporters Thursday that two bodies were found in the ruins and that the scene would be handled as a death investigation. The identity of one of the bodies has led some to speculate, especially following the revelations about murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich this week. Hamill said 34 people, including three firefighters, were taken to the hospital. Many of the injuries were sustained by people jumping out of the windows. People were dropping children, jumping out of the windows, he said, and everybody was getting out of the building as fast as they could. One source spoke with said that 5 to 7 people are still considered to be missing, and it's believed that longtime DNC staffer may be among that group, or he's somewhere in Cuba by now. I'm just saying. Eyes have turned to mysterious deaths surrounding the DNC employees lately, with Julian Assange of WikiLeaks offering a cash reward for Seth Rich, who was murdered in a Northwest D.C. neighborhood early last month. Assange even went as far to say that Rich may have been WikiLeaks source within the Democratic Party. You know, the who's the fellow that's in Russia? What's his name?
Snowden.
I saw an article this afternoon. I haven't seen anywhere else where it backs it up. But I also saw an article this afternoon. It said that Snowden may be dead. There was a tweet that his girlfriend found him on Saturday dead. And then I didn't know you could do this. Apparently, apparently you can set Twitter up that if you don't check into it in a certain period of time, yeah, it will tweet out a code or tweet out a message. So somebody like him who's being looked at, wanted by many, he put that code in, and the code came up on Sunday. So he hadn't checked in the proper period of time, after the tweet went out, if he were to see it, wouldn't he, if he was still alive, wouldn't he tweet back out and say, hey, don't worry about nothing, I'm still here. But that has not happened. So I'd be curious to see. You know, if people don't put this together, I have no hope for I have no hope for humanity after this, or at least Americans. I'm sure Putin has figured it out already. You know what I mean?
Snowden's lawyer says he's alive.
We know it's really Snowden's lawyer, though.
Okay.
And he may not be around too much longer after that, right? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen, coming up after the break, you guys need to pay attention, because I know I'm not going to ask all the right questions. I never do. But we have, where did it go? It was just sitting in front of my face. Oh, there it is. Secret Service officer has written a book, and he comes out and he talks about the things that, he talks about all the things that went on at the White House during Bill Clinton's time there. And the author is Gary Brine. Now, he served in federal law enforcement for nearly 30 years in the U.S. Air Force Security Police, the Uniform Division of the Secret Service, and most recently as a federal air marshal. Now, while serving as a Secret Service officer, Gary protected President Bill Clinton and the First Lady. So we're going to hear from him. And after looking through his book, I got a boatload of questions for him. And whatever you do, make sure you have no food in your mouth, okay? I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We're going back in.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Listen, if you want to check out the stations and times, head over to the website, go to the Listen Live button, and then you go down from there, and you'll see the stations list. If you have to listen on your smartphone, okay, that is not acceptable. You want to call the station around, you tell them they have to take the show. They have no choice in the matter, and ask them to take the show there. And if they won't respond to you, get a hold of me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and I'll call them, and I'll let them know what they got to do. You know what I'm saying? Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Or head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. Take the poll. There's a gazillion things going on up there on the website. And you do, look, you do want to get involved because you want to know how the other side thinks. Even if you're an enemy of mine, you should be listening to the show to find out how I think, how I approach stuff. It's really that simple. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. As I said, listen, we have been talking, I have been written pieces about Hillary. I've written pieces about the Clintons. And some of you say, well, you really don't know about any of this. You know, you're not involved with them. You don't know what's going on. But I know somebody who does. In a recent book that was put out by Gary Byrne, he served as the federal law enforcement for nearly 30 years in the U.S. Air Force Security Police Uniform Division of the Secret Service, and most recently as a federal air marshal while serving as a Secret Service officer. Gary protected President Bill Clinton and the First Lady, and I am sure that was a big challenge. Gary, thanks for being with me tonight. Yeah, we'll have a lot of fun with this. And, you know, I don't want to get in. Go ahead.
No, go right ahead.
I was going to say, I don't want to get into the personal lives, we'll say, to a big degree of the Clintons. I do specifically, though, want to talk about actions and things that took place in the White House while they were there hanging out.
Sure.
Yeah, so let's get right to it. What made you write the book? You know, that's always the first question people ask. Why did you decide to sit down and go, okay, I got to put this out there?
Well, you know, initially, in the very beginning, I never thought I would talk about any of this. I thought I would basically just, stuff it down and pour alcohol over it the rest of my life. But, about 2 years ago, I started discussing it with a friend of mine, on a hunting trip, and anyway, so one thing led to the other, and then I got to the point where I decided that the real thing about my interaction with the Clintons is the American people need to know the truth about Hillary Clinton. If you want to vote for her, go right ahead. That's our system, and that's fine, but I want the American people to know who the real Hillary Clinton is, and the way I came about this information, I think it's important for your, and these opinions and of what I experienced. It's important for your listeners to know is my unfortunate claim to fame is I'm the first employee ever of the Secret Service to be compelled to testify against a sitting president in a criminal case, and that was the Monica Lewinsky case.
Oh, wow.
And I was actually subpoenaed six times over a 4 to 5 month period and then eventually ordered to testify by Supreme Court Chief Justice Rehnquist. It's not something I want to put on the resume,
right.
So...
Well, Gary, normally, are you not allowed by law? Are you not required to testify when you're subpoenaed by a court in a situation like that?
Yes, you are, because we're federal police officers. But this is the thing that if your listeners are nice enough that they get the opportunity to read my book, these are some of the things I find fascinating. And one of the things is yes, you are required because you're a federal police officer, but. Your agency, in my case, the Secret Service, didn't want us to have to testify unless absolutely necessary, which I understood at the time and I agreed with. But what was also going on is that the Secret Service, the executives that were running the Secret Service at the time, they had the information that Judge Ken Starr wanted, that was leading this, the guy who was leading this investigation, but they didn't want to ruin their own career. So they kind of pushed about 20 uniform division officers forward, and some junior agents and one senior agent that wasn't even on the detail at the time, the time frame they were looking at. And they did this to kind of protect themselves. And the Starr investigation went along with it as long as they got the information that they wanted. And they believed I could provide that information. So it was very bizarre. There was all kinds of twists and turns. One of the things is, and this really struck me, still today strikes me hard, is there's no attorney-client privilege between myself and these lawyers because we were all government employees. And it was just so bizarre. And the rules changed by a week. And as we got closer and closer, it got crazier and crazier. It was nuts.
Wow. So finally you were compelled by the chief. You can't turn a chief justice down, can you? It's kind of impossible to do that.
I was going to jail. I also talk about that in my book, Crisis of Character. And on two occasions, the FBI threatened that. One time, a guy actually threatened to come to my house and arrest him from a pregnant wife. That didn't go over too well.
Oh.
Yeah, it was tense. It was tough. It wasn't just this story is multiplied by over 20 times. It was happening to my coworkers. It was happening to some of the junior agents. It was insane.
And
people,
And I'm being a little sarcastic here because, you know, you become a millionaire by writing this book, right? I mean, a lot of people think when you write a book like this, that's the only reason you do it for the money, and you must have become a millionaire. But that is the furthest from the truth you can get, right?
It is. My book has sold a lot of copies, but I will tell you, I just got to the point where I'm in the black because I owe people money. You know, it's expensive to write a book. You have to get lawyers lined up. You know, I'm talking about very sensitive things. I need to have a law firm to back me up. And I needed certain things done, you know, for my safety and security. And so, you know, it's not about the money. It's about the truth. I'm so tired of hearing government officials and politicians talk about transparency. They don't really want transparency. They want transparency on the other guy and not on them. And the only way you're ever going to get transparency on the Clintons is if somebody like me comes forward. It's not easy to talk about. The first time I gave a speech after my book came out about having to talk out of school, we called it, in the Secret Service, I could barely get the words out. I almost broke down in tears. I swore I would never do it, but I'm so adamant about people knowing the truth. That's my mission now, to know who the real Hillary Clinton is. And it's not what you see on CNN. And it's not even what you see on other like conservative news stations like Fox sometimes. It's even worse than that. The real Hillary Clinton is a dictator. She's angry all the time. She despises the military and the law enforcement. And it is, and I detail a lot of all these things in my book, President Spirit.
Well, you know, you're not the only one who has said this, though. So you know, and I'm not trying to plug anybody else's information, but
let's talk about it.
Right. There's other people that have printed, other Secret Service agents, other people close to the Clintons charged with protecting them that talk about this stuff on a regular basis. Look, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Got a lot more coming up after the break. Crisis of Character, written by Gary Byrne. It is all about the Clintons and the years that he protected President Bill Clinton in the White House. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I want to get right back to it because I want to use all the time I can wisely that I have with my guests. I've got Gary Vine on with me. He's written a book called Crisis of Character, and it's really all about the Clintons. It's all about when he protected President Clinton and his time in the White House. Gary, thanks for joining me today. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
All right, so spending time in the White House, one of the things I got to jump right to this because you and I were having fun with it during the break. When you protected the president, like all families, you know, they have their issues, they have their moments, they have their problems. But Mrs. Clinton could get quite physical with Mr. Clinton at times, couldn't she? And when do you guys decide to step in and break up something like that, if at all?
Yeah, that exact question came up. So basically, the incident was I came into work early one morning and there had been an argument, a bad fight up in the private living quarters. And, you know, for the average guest that's listening to your show, you know, the first thing you think is, well, that's kind of, you know, invading their privacy. But you have to put it in context. This is a big old mansion made of granite and stone, and there's stairwells. And you know, the truth is, for the Secret Service, our job is to be as close as we can and give them a little privacy. But so this argument went on. It was very loud. It sounded very verbally violent. And then at some point during the argument, there was a crashing sound. Later on, when the crashing sound was investigated, they found a broken blue vase, mostly blue and with some white on it. So when my coworkers told me this that morning, I went right down to the curator's office. And the curator's office are the people in the White House who maintain all the artwork and artifacts in the White House. The White House is basically like a living and working museum. So I went down into the curator's office. I looked inside the little doors to get in there, and sure enough, there was a cardboard box with this mostly blue and white vase in about 7 pieces. And so later on, when I went over to the West, So later on, I went up to my post in the West Wing, and when the president came over, he had a black mark under his eye that he was obviously trying to hide with makeup, you know, the kind of makeup you could wear when you go on TV. And So the facts are that they had a very loud argument. It became violent. There was a crashing sound. I saw the broken vase. And then later on when they came over, he had a black eye that he was trying to hide with makeup. And, you know, I can guarantee you that, you know, the gardener or one of us hit him. So he got a mark somehow, and there was a crash, and there was a broken vase. So something violent happened.
And the guys that you work with there at the time, I'm sure it didn't happen just once, and maybe that badly it happened one time. But I would imagine you guys, you know, be a couple of times going, hey, you know what, hey Gary, today might not be the best day. They were up to about 3 o'clock in the morning, not so good. You know what I mean?
No, we do. That's exactly how we used to pass this information on, because you needed to know. For instance, an agent one time passed on to me. A pass holder came up to the Oval Office, and I stopped them because they didn't have the right ID on, and I made them go back and get it. And after they walked off, the agent said to me, "Hey, I know you weren't on the road with us, but you know, she was spending time with the president, if you know what I mean." So, you know, gone. And so after that incident, myself and the other officers that worked in the West Wing and in the mansion, and some of the agents, we started discussing, and I know for a fact it was discussed higher up in the Secret Service. What do we do if they, you know, what if Bill Clinton's in the study behind the Oval Office having one of his liaisons, and the First Lady walks in on him and goes berserk? And we had seen, you know, we'd seen enough of her anger to believe that could be an issue, even to the point where, you know, we would, if it happened, we would be looking to make sure there were no scissors laying around or something. It got, you know, there was the potential for it to be violent. I mean, this is a woman.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this was a woman that got so violent that she hit a Secret Service agent in the back of the head sitting in a limo with a Bible. She punched him in the back of the head with a Bible. So we knew her actions could easily rise to that.
Was her hand burning? Was she? I'm sorry.
No, sorry. Not. Yeah, I worked with this guy 3 days after it happened, and you know, he described to me exactly what happened. So it was very bizarre for him, and he was not happy about it. So.
Oh God. The other thing that I caught in the book, he had a little brothel going on there, like the, you know, the Mustang Ranch there to a degree, right? I mean, there was somebody walked in on him, or something happened where he was having sex on a copier or a map table. I don't quite remember.
Well, now what happened was one particular Christmas, I was walking from the east side of the White House across the ground floor to the west wing to go back to my post after a break. And it was in the evening, it was around Christmas, and I stopped at this post outside the map room across from the elevator and the stairs that go up to the private living quarters to say hi to the uniform division officer there and the agent. And as we were standing there, a Navy steward walks up. These are the guys that helped take care of the president during the day. They had a clean shirt for him, and he went to walk into the map room where the president was, and when the steward opened the door, he was looking back into the hallway at us. So we were looking at him. And when he opened the door, we were looking into the room, and there was the president standing face-to-face with Eleanor Mondale, making out like high school seniors. Now, they didn't even look up, and we just stood there and stared. And then when the steward saw the look on our faces, he looked into the room, and, of course, he got all flustered. He pulled the door closed, and he kind of took off down the hallway. And the three of us looked at each other, and we said, you know, Merry Christmas, welcome to the White House, or, you know, here we go.
But you guys, if Mrs. Clinton walks up at some point in time going, hey, I hear my husband was stripping somebody in the map room the other night. Do you have to answer her? Do you? I mean, you're in a bad position. Are you? I mean, I'd rather be in Afghanistan.
If that was the only thing I had to answer for, I would have considered it an easy career. That didn't even get close to when it came to testifying. You know, all the grueling hours that we spent in deposition and stuff. So,
wow.
You know, facing her never bothered me. I mean, you know, she berated me before for silly things. I never really took her serious because it was so bizarre. I don't mean to sound that derogatory. It's not that I didn't take her serious because she was a woman or because she really wasn't. She was the First Lady. Her job was to be traditionally in charge of the social office. But because she was supposedly this high-powered attorney, she had an office over in the West Wing, and the way she acted was so comical that I just couldn't take her serious. You know, I mean, screaming and yelling at people, hitting with Bibles, you know, degrading officers in front of other people. I mean, it was ridiculous. If you saw the guy that fixes your car treating his employees like that, you would never take your car there again.
No, I wouldn't. You're right. Yeah, I agree. Now, you also talk in the book about how, and I know this will make some people crazy, but the Bush the Elder was loved by staff, and actually he even kind of fed some of you guys, Barbara, you're really not supposed to interact with the first family, right?
Not too much. I mean, you know, eventually that's the way you're trained. And when I first started working there, you know, Papa Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush was president, and you're not supposed to really interact with them. You're certainly never supposed to ask them for any kind of favors or anything. But after you're around them a while, the people like the Bushes, you do kind of get very fond of them. They're family. They're very nice people, and they're such patriots and so kind. And it was, you know, you had to remind yourself that this is work, and, you know, these guys, it's a serious business for them, you know?
Right. But the I want people to hear about the more human side of the Bushes, you know, how they, he, I don't know if he snuck you food, but he would try to feed you guys. And...
Yeah, this is great. This is one of my favorite stories. So I'm working at the White House just like a couple months, and I'm working on the South Lawn side of the White House, which that's the side that's closest to the Washington Monument. And there's quite a few uniform division posts out there, you know, in different areas. So I'm on the post that's right in the middle in front of the Truman balcony, like the door on the south side that you would walk out of. If you looked at a picture, it would be obvious to you where I was standing, right in the center of the White House, basically. And all of a sudden, here comes President Bush and one of the housemen, and the houseman's carrying this giant silver platter, tray, with this big platter on it, stacked up with sausages, brisket, hot dogs, hamburgers, and they were barbecuing. And I didn't know this at the time, but the rule was that when George Bush cooks and eats, everybody eats. So they walk up, and the president says to me, "Officer, take what you want, and please pass the rest of the other officers out here." And, you know, being the new rookie, I go, "Well, I'm sorry, sir, we're not supposed to eat on post." And the houseman looked at me like he was going to punch me in the mouth. And so the president kind of, you know, just looked at me and shrugged and walked off, and the houseman explained to me, you know, what the deal was, and even showed me where to put the tray in this little closet, outside closet.
Hold that thought. We got to go to a break. We'll be back in just 1 minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot more about the crisis of character. You got to hear this. Come on back.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit realpricesilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. realpricesilver.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to the radio game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on TPN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And it better be American-made. We've got 94 million Americans out of work. If you're going to buy stuff that you know or think or might be from Japan, China, Germany, come on, go out of your way. I know it's almost impossible to buy something totally made in America, but you can go out of your way to look for stuff that's at least put together here. You know what I'm saying? Maybe shipped from here, shipped to here. Try to go on your way to buy American-made stuff. Let's get our people back to work. It will not kill you. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina.
host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE. Crisis of Character, a book written by Gary Byrne, and Gary is with me right now on the line. And Gary, thanks so much for being with me here tonight.
Thank you. I'm grateful to be here.
Having a ball. And Gary has agreed, because I'm not going to get through all my questions. So Gary's agreed to hang out for the next hour or two, and I think we'll have a lot of fun with this. At least I'll have a lot of fun with it. I don't know about him, but we'll have a lot of fun with it as well. We got to go back to the break for a second. During the break, I tell you how I felt about President Clinton, and he seemed like his real name should have been President Bubba. You know what I'm saying? He's the guy that got out of college. He was chasing the women. He was doing all that stuff there, and somehow he ended up in the White House. Going, what the hell am I doing here?
he doesn't even know,
right?
So
President, we were talking about President Bush the Elder. You were finishing up your story about the barbecue thing where you thought you weren't allowed to. I mean, how do you, have the President of these United States standing in front of you with a tray filled with food.
Yeah.
See, I would have lost right there. I would have been gone because it had food on it. But here he's saying, here, take this and pass it to your buddies. You really think he didn't know that he wasn't supposed to feed you?
No, he didn't care. Listen, when he eats, everybody eats. This guy, they were so kind. And I couldn't even look him in the eye when he was talking to me. That's one of the first times I ever stood toe-to-toe with him. And then I had to look him in the eye, and I couldn't even look him in the eye. So he goes in the mansion, the houseman shows me what to do, and then the houseman goes inside. And then just as soon as the houseman goes inside, two of my supervisors walk up. And I'm standing there in the little cubby hole, you know, eating. And they're like, what are you doing eating, Bird? And, you know, aren't you just out of training? And I said, you know, I swallowed what was in my mouth. And I said, well, the president told me to. And just then the houseman came out with another silver tray with these big tall glasses of the ice water. He handed one to me, and they kind of looked at him and looked at me, and the guy said, well, the president was cooking, and he wants you guys to eat. So I put the glass down. I asked the lieutenant and the sergeant to hold my post. I picked the tray up, let them take what they wanted, and I took the tray over to the edge of the post, and my coworker was standing there. He took it, and they passed it around. So, you know, of course, the supervisors were, you know, you're not supposed to eat until, you know, they saw what it was. They took what they wanted, and then they went back to their office and ate.
I think that's the human side of these presidents that we don't always see.
Great. Yeah.
Now, all right, let me throw it at you. Did you ever see those acts of kindness from President Bubba or Hillary?
Clinton, yes. He did me a couple real solids in my time working with them. Yeah, you know, I got the opportunity to introduce my parents to him one time one evening. My parents and some friends of theirs. He actually took a picture with me before when I left after my time at the Oval Office was done, I went over to Tours, and I still worked back and forth once in a while, but I was working over in the mansion more in the Secret Service Uniform Division Tour section. And when I was getting ready to leave, his secretary and assistant had me in one day to have a photo. Typically, Uniform Division officers don't get photographs with the president like that, just the agents when they're leaving the detail or retiring. So it was a big deal, and it was very nice. And that picture didn't actually make it into the book, but I think it's on my website. So.
Got it. All right.
But anyway, he did a couple solids for me, and I tell a funny story in the book about him inadvertently getting me my Christmas vacation one time. So anyway, it's pretty crazy.
So our agents, when he's having meetings, and I know the Oval Office is more of a show office, right? I mean, it's not really an office where they actually do business. When they bring people in, they kind of sit around and talk in there, correct?
They do work in there.
Oh.
But he also has to study behind it. But they do work in there quite a bit, actually. And you know what? To most people, you can't see this, but when the Oval Office actually has about 6 phones in. So when there's something going on, the front of that desk, the Resolute desk opens up, and there's a phone on each side, so people can sit on each side in front of the president, and they have their own telephones. He's got phones behind him. He's got his own, you know, it actually can be used, you know, when the secretions hitting the oscillator, so to speak.
I just didn't know. Now, you know, again, when he's in there, are you guys, if he's conducting business, if it's an important meeting or what have you,
Are Secret Service agents in there with him? Or the...
No, not typically.
Okay.
Not typically, but there are exceptions to that. And actually, a good story about that, I hope you don't mind me plugging in somebody else's book.
No, I don't care. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah, there's a retired Secret Service agent. His name is Dan Emmett. And in Dan Emmett's book, he describes this very tenseful time where he had to go into the Oval Office because the president was in there with a foreign dignitary from a kind of hostile country. And I won't give the story away, but if you get a chance to read Dan Emmett's book, too, it's a great story. But typically, we're right outside, the agents and the officer. The officer, the reason the officer's there is when the president leaves, the agents go with him, of course, and then the officer maintains the continuity of the office. He makes sure that the classified information gets locked up if his staff, is busy or gets distracted. And he's also there to make sure the alarms, there's a lot of alarms involved in the White House and, securing the president. So make sure all that stuff is where it's supposed to be and working. And the uniform division maintains all those posts 24 hours a day, so.
And I'm not trying to give away government secrets here, but how many men are around him? Do they kind of relax a little bit when he's actually in the White House, in the area where he's working, or is it just as tense?
They don't relax, but you're sort of right. They need less people in the mansion and in the West Wing because it's our home turf. It's our court, so to speak. The Secret Service, it's their gig. They know they've got, they know exactly what they're doing. They've been doing it a long time. And, clearly, since we're kind of on the subject, clearly, if your listeners get a chance to read my book, I have some issues with the Secret Service as far as their management style. But their job, I greatly respect. And I do realize, and I acknowledge this openly, and I give this a lot of thought, that, writing this book would put a little bit of pressure on them. But again, I felt that, that it was something I had to do, that it's that important that the American people know who the real Hillary Clinton is.
I agree with you. I think what you did was a good thing. I know a lot of people don't feel it was, or people in your industry are openly saying it wasn't. But I think we need to know about these people, good, bad, and indifferent.
Yes. Like I said, tomorrow morning you'll hear somebody trashing me or my book. They're calling me a liar, and then 20 minutes later they'll be talking about transparency. So, you can't have it both ways. If you want some transparency, you have to allow people to come out and talk.
Well, I think what's funny is that when you hear what some of these guys have to say is, you guys vow secrecy, you're not supposed to talk about this stuff, yada, yada, yada. But there's got to be a line, there has to be a line where you go, enough, because you're not just a president. Now you're hurting my country. Now you're demeaning that seat that you're sitting in. At some point in time, I've been talking about this for years on my show, how, military men are usually, they're men of integrity, okay, usually, right? They're not perfect either. And even with the current president we have, at some point in time, there's a breaking point. At some point in time, they're not protecting a man of integrity that wants the best for the country. This guy wants to make sure he can get away with having sex with somebody in the map room. I mean, there is a breaking point, is there not?
Yeah, and so here's the analogy I use. It sounds a little extreme at first, but it kind of gets your attention. So let's say I'm still in the Secret Service and I'm on a protection detail. And our protectee is out in a boat riding through the Chesapeake Bay, and he's driving the boat. And he accidentally kills somebody. He accidentally runs over a water skier. But nobody sees it but us. So the next day, they find this person floating in the water. He's been hit by a boat, and the family's distraught. Where do you draw the line? Do you come out and say, of course, the mentality is, the president, you can't let the president expose the president to this, prosecution for this accidental death. The Secret Service, in my experience, they would help try to cover it up if that's what they were told to do. Where do you draw the line? And in that case, I would come forward and take the beating and whatever it would be. And clearly, I feel like I've crossed that line now, that's that important. I realize that's a little extreme, but it gives you the way I think about it.
I agree with you, Gary. Gary, we are up against it. I want to thank you for being with me, and you're going to stay into the next hour, because I've got another 287 questions that I need to ask you.
Sure.
Before I let you go, I've got Gary Byrne with me. He's the author of Crisis of Character, and he talks about his firsthand experience with Hillary and Bill Clinton. And what a wonderful family. We'll be back in a few minutes. Go ahead and warm up your coffee. Take care of your bodily functions. Come on back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. So, Gary, if you want to go freshen up the something...